Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Stop it with the ignorance. And we have to stop saying, oh, well, you know, you have to listen to people. And no, you don't. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on Q. This was serious, but it turned into something fun.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden is, we're so fortunate that he did not win for president before when he ran, because we needed him now. He's perfect for now. He knows his foreign policy.
That's a bloody outrage, it is. I want to take this all the way to the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Boris. And I want to thank that fellow down under.
Oh, crikey!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Just trying to get in the mood to play some Biden cuts here.
All of this will mean...
Yes. I was listening to it off and on in my office as I... I'm a Ludens guy. You know, some people are with the Smith Brothers, Ricola. I'm a Ludens guy myself, you know, but I wanted to just take some just because it bothered me how bad he was coughing here. And I don't know. I guess we should start off with just a couple of them. Let's play, cut one.
Both the bipartisan physical infrastructure plan and the Build Back Better plan that I have proposed.
Cut two.
I believe that America at this moment is facing such a choice. And the choice is this.
Ludens, Smith Brothers, Ricola. Cut four.
Country for decades. The data is absolutely clear.
Cut five.
Since the pandemic began.
We've had enough of this for a while anyway. We've got tons more to do it. But let's just go. He delivered a speech. Apparently now he's going to have a press conference every month when the welfare checks go out. He wants credit. These are the new welfare checks. He calls them child tax credits.
But
child
then, care. Then he'll say it's not even a tax credit. It's a tax cut.
Yeah. But you see, it's not a tax cut for millions of these people who are getting it because they don't work. You get the money whether you work or not. So it's not a credit. You don't have any credit if you don't pay any taxes. And it's certainly not a cut if you don't pay any taxes.
And isn't it just an advance on the tax credit I would already be getting when I file my taxes? So when I go to file my taxes, I'm not going to get that money now?
If you're in that minority that actually has a job that's getting these payoffs. And then he also says they're for working families. Well, again, we come to the point. A huge percentage of the people who are getting these checks or these deposits are not working, and they're not families. So the whole thing is, it's just total BS.
Today he said hardworking Americans and hardworking people.
The American Rescue Plan, which we passed in March, is still working to give hardworking Americans, hardworking people some relief.
Well, I mean, you know, that's more PC than Jen Psaki saying we're trying to get workers and migrants vaccinated. So, in other words, Jen Psaki is no longer claiming that the quote-unquote migrants, a.k.a. illegal aliens under the bridge who are unvaccinated, are working. They're not, because they're not working. But this is all, it's all BS. And again, he's taking credit for this. And the worst thing about this is, this will be encouraging people, birthing people. What is the other one? It's birthing people, and I can't forget. What is the other euphemism for How am I drawing a blank on this?
Very easily, because you usually just call them women.
Or mothers, yes. Whatever, birthing people or the other thing. This will encourage birthing people to birth more people to get more child tax care credits, which are not have nothing to do with tax care or credits, but are just increased welfare payments. This was changed by a Democrat president, by a Republican Congress and a Democrat president in the mid-1990s because it was encouraging illegitimacy and welfare dependency. And it had the intended effect, which was to reduce illegitimacy and welfare dependency. But now we're going to go back to that because it helps Democrats, apparently. Okay, let's play some of these wacky Biden cuts without the coughs in them, or some of them. This is cut three.
We're going to continue with an economy where the overwhelming share of the benefits go to big corporations and the very wealthy.
It's kind of sounded like overwhelming, but it could be overwhelming too.
Was that the term you were searching for earlier? Overwhelming people?
No, I can't remember. I just used it in a column the
people
other day.
People with uteruses?
No. I forget what the other word. Someone will give it to me. Oh, menstruating people. That's it. Yes, menstruating people. That's it. I got it. Thank you, texters.
Don't forget uterus havers.
What?
I said, don't forget uterus havers.
You made that one up.
No, Grace. That's a real thing, Howard. You sound so unwoke. Uterus havers is a thing, and I would appreciate if you would give them a shout out right now.
Uterus havers.
Yes, and don't forget about it.
I actually, 51% of the two-legged mammal population is uterus havers, right?
Yeah, I guess. That's true. I never thought of it in that context.
Thank you. Okay, cut six.
How's it possible that the wealthiest billionaires in the country can entirely escape paying income tax on what they've made?
They escape.
Can entirely escape paying income tax on what they've made.
Okay. All right. Cut nine.
Requiring healthcare workers to be vaccinated. Requiring employers with over 100 employees to institute vaccine and/or test protocols. Calling on for them to be able to know what their employees are doing before they walk through the door.
Employers, employees. There's a difference between the word require and requiring. Requiring.
And why does my employer have to know what I'm doing before I walk through the door?
Taylor, have I ever asked you what you're doing before you walk through the door?
You've never expressed any interest in my personal life whatsoever.
That's because we have a policy. I've expressed it before at the Howie Carr Radio Network. It's an old policy from the Clinton administration.
We care not.
Don't ask, don't tell. Every man in the Howie Carr Radio Network is an island, actually. And every woman, every uterus haver is an island as well. All right. Let's see here. What else do I want? By the way, it's come out now that as of the year 2031, probably long before that, but by the year 2031, everyone who makes over $50,000 a year, and by the way things are going, in 2031, $50,000 will be like about $5,000 today. We'll be making higher taxes. But again, it's important to just keep lying. Just keep throwing crap up against the wall. And, we just had a great victory in Afghanistan. So let's just tell this is boob bait for the bubbas, as Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan used to say. Just tell them they're not going to get a tax increase. Cut 22.
But only corporations and people making over $400,000 a year are going to pay any additional tax.
Is this a giveaway, a Freudian-type cough? Whenever he coughs, he's about to give a lie. Cut 30.
All of this will mean...
Oh, that's a big whopper coming after that. Cut 24.
But let me ask you this. Where is it written?
I guess it is written. Okay. Let's see here. Cut 19.
And they can finally begin to pay their fair share what they owe. That isn't about raising their taxes.
Hear that? Cough. That isn't about raising their taxes. Ergo, the Latin word for therefore, it is about raising taxes. Cut 20.
But my Republican friends in Congress don't want to change the law. So, what are they doing?
Lord. Okay.
What's that all about?
844-500-4242. We had a VIP come in the other day and ask us about the Eden Pure thunderstorm. He said he'd been thinking about ordering the 3-pack for months. Yesterday, he finally ordered not one, but 2 3-packs, a 6-pack. He plans to put them in his office and his home. This is the last week of the 3-pack. Don't hesitate. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200.
Sometimes Eden Pure is very generous. They extend their sale on a 3-pack. This is the last week. It is closing after Sunday night. So this is one of your last chances to get the best deal ever on the thunderstorm.
Do it now. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm air purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr, keeping the hacks on their toes every weekday from 3 to 7.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. He doesn't pay any heed to climate change doomsday predictions.
Why is it you liberals, no matter what subject you're talking about, you always get around to that? You guys got more ways for the world to end than a dog's got fleas.
Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a deal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
207's got a good description of Joe Biden, Taylor. The Flim Flam Man.
Flim,
P-H-L-E-G-M. Flim Flam. That's a very good one. I may steal that from you, 207. All right, we got a great cheap bastard deal today, and tomorrow, by the way, we will, Grace and I, not for Grace's show, but Grace will be down there with me tomorrow at Precinct 10 in Weymouth, Massachusetts. We've had some remotes down there in the past, and we've had up to 400 plus people show up, and I just was talking to Eric Hines, and he's assured me that there will be extra bartenders on duty this time. It's hard to have 3 bartenders serving 450 people. But I understand you didn't know. But Weymouth is the heartland of the Howie Carr radio show audience. But we've got a great cheap bastard deal today for Precinct 10. It's a $50 gift certificate for $25. And if you don't know, Precinct 10 is an upbeat and modern take on an early 1900s Prohibition era speakeasy. with a menu featuring regional American fare, kind of greatest hits from around the country, including house-made sausages and array of house-smoked meats right out of the custom southern-style smoker, Southwest Tacos, Louisiana paella, I guess that's how you pronounce it, right?
Close enough.
New England haddock and a wide selection of foods that make American cuisine fun and tasty. I've got some short ribs, mac and cheese, and some paella, which is fantastic, I must say. While supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Precinct 10 for just $25. Get yours by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking on store. Joining us now is Eric Hines, the owner-manager of Precinct 10 and several other really good restaurants on the South Shore. Eric, thanks for being with us. We look forward to being down there tomorrow.
Thanks for having me again. I'm very much looking forward to it. The past couple times that you were down there, it's been packed. It's been awesome, including during the pandemic. Weymouth's a place to hold something like that during a pandemic.
Right. And we expect to have a few politicians around for the event. That Jeff Deal will be there, the candidate for governor. Grace wanted to step in.
Well, I just wanted to add that it's the best cheeseburger ever, and that's what I usually get every year. So that's just a side note, but it really is such a fun event. I've had a lot of my uncles and aunts show up at this remote. It's just a really great time, and like Howie said, it is the heartland of Howie Carr Nation. So I encourage everyone to swing by, and you'll probably end up going back again and again because it's also just a great restaurant.
And even if you don't have a story to share about Whitey Bulger or Stevie Flemmy, come on down. You'll be in the minority, but you're welcome anyway. It's a great group that comes in to Precinct 10.
It's a lot of fun. It really is. I can't wait. I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. And again, we'll be giving out free books, mostly what really happened about the 2016 campaign. But we'll also have some Kennedy Babylon books there and some Plug Uglies in case you don't know those guys personally and you want to read up on them and see their mugshots. It's really a great time. It's one of our best remotes, or it's certainly one of our biggest remotes of the year. But there's plenty of parking, and you got a huge restaurant too.
It's a huge space, tons of parking. I mean, I think we have at last count about 700 parking spaces. It's right off of the highway, right off of Route 3, easily accessible from the north or the south.
Right.
Parking is key, and it's a huge space inside as well. I mean, it's almost 10,000 square feet, a huge bar, tons of space. So I absolutely encourage anyone who's looking to get out of work on a Friday a little bit early, swing by. We have space for you.
Yeah, Precinct 10, and just Google it, and you can get the map and everything like that. You want to mention a couple of your other restaurants, too, as well?
Yeah, Precinct 10 is the place to be. We're coming into the busy season now, so it's a modern take on a speakeasy. So think like dark and sexy and, that type of feel.
Right.
So it's definitely a fall, winter type place. So we're coming into that season. I definitely encourage anyone in the Weymouth and South Shore area to swing by. Also in Weymouth, we have a steakhouse called Stockholders, which is about 3-4 miles down the road. We have another restaurant in Quincy called Bay Point, right in a marina on the water.
Right. That's a summer type place.
It is.
But you can use it, go any time of the year, but it's in the warmer days, the longer days.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we're open year round, but you can still catch a nice, day, or two in this time of year outside. And then we have 42 North, down in Plymouth, down by White Horse Beach. And, this gift card that, is part of the deal, you can use it to Precinct 10, 42 North in Plymouth or Bay Point in Quincy.
Oh, so that, it's a great deal then.
Even
if you're not, if you're from the Plymouth area, you don't get up to Weymouth or Quincy very often, you can use it in Plymouth.
Right, exactly.
So this is a good deal. These things go really, really fast. A $50 gift card for $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. And we hope to see everybody tomorrow down at Precinct 10. We're going to have a great show. And again, free books. We'll probably have a few free t-shirts if you get there early. And we'll try, and you can have your picture taken with me or Grace or both of us, and it's just a lot of fun. And there will be politicians. I wouldn't say celebrities, but there'll be politicians down there, even in an off-year municipal election. And if any at-large city council candidates want to come down from Boston, feel free to come down and press the flesh. I remember one year we were there, and a guy was working the tables afterwards, the booths, and now he's the sheriff of Norfolk County.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The last time we had so many candidates down there last time, and
right.
It was so
much
fun.
A lot of state rep candidates, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Eric Hines, thanks so much. We'll see you tomorrow. Get on board now. HowieCarshow.com. Get a $50 gift certificate to Precinct 10 for $25. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. What are you eating, Howie? Anything good? Yes, I am having the paella, or paella, whatever you want, however you want to pronounce it.
I think it's paella.
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 But and I like your version of it as well.
The paella. Or the paella.
Paella.
Prime Minister of Australia. Pal.
Paella. And the short rib mac and cheese, which is just really good. I was so busy eating during the break, I didn't go out to see what else is out there. But we had
cauliflower is back.
We had some no-shows today for our VIPs. We have a lot of food. A lot of food. All right. Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Coast. Stagflation is making a comeback. Joe Biden was just bragging about how he's going to bring it. He didn't say stagflation, but you listen to what he's promoting and promising. And there can be nothing else but stagflation. We're lucky if we don't get hyperinflation. Anyway, go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. And in case you haven't heard, Charlie Parker went on National Panhandler Radio today and said that he's thinking about creating a statewide vax ID system, which means vaccine.
There are states and municipalities that have done something more universal than that. And we've been talking to those folks and working through how that would work here in the Commonwealth.
Your purpose, please. Your purpose, please. That's what it boils down to.
Your papers are not in order.
Re-elect Charlie Parker. He not only wants to raise the gas tax 150%, he wants you to have to have a vaccine passport.
Your papers, please.
So, Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for a governor who tries to implement a statewide vaccination identification program?
Absolutely damn not.
Throw a few more expletives in there if you want. 96% say no.
Is he trying to personally go out and ID every single voter in the Republican primary and a huge number of independents as well and piss them off?
Did this just happen?
Individually piss them off in with all of this crap that he's proposing. He was trying to be on the wagon about doing this kind of thing because I think he realizes how badly all of this is polling. But
frankly, I'd love to see some guidance from the feds on vaccine passes because I think having, 50 states doing 50 different things on this could get pretty complicated. I think there are two big issues we really need to figure out. One is, do we need a law change to actually, have that kind of a program?
But if you do, they won't bother with anything because, he controls the Supreme Judicial Court. He just, he pays their, he signs their checks, so they do whatever the hell he wants to. They're like trained seals. So, and the legislature doesn't care because they just want to keep getting their paychecks and they don't want to take any responsibility for anything. So he can do what he wants and they'll just go. That's a seal, by the way.
I was going to say, it's not the best seal I've ever heard, but it's not the worst.
Anyway, we'll have more of this sound as we go along, and we'll talk more about this. This is breaking news, you might say. So, Grace, what have you got for Grace's news here?
Well, I am here for Grace's news. I'm going to start with some very serious news, very sad. I'm sure a lot of people have been seeing this story about the young woman who is missing, Gabby Petito.
Yes.
And her boyfriend, Brian Laundry, is now a person of interest, I believe, after a dash cam footage has come out.
Yes, we all knew that as soon as we read the first story. I mean, we all knew who would be the person of interest, I believe.
Yeah, so we're following
this. So what's the dash cam photo?
Well, it's actually a video, and it's of the two of them, and she's very worked up in the video. She's crying. She said he locked her out of the car or the van. This is something you see a lot with young people where they take a van and they, travel the country in it.
Kind of mod out the inside of it so you can live in it.
Yes, exactly. And the police officer is just asking them both to kind of stay away from each other for the night and like don't text each other. But it gives you a sense that things were not good in this relationship, that it was a little unstable. So her stepfather has come out today and is, you know, urging people to come forward if they have any information. And they just really want to find her. So it's a very sad story, but we'll keep everyone posted if we hear any breaking news.
It's heartbreaking when the stepfather and the mother keep saying, well, we just want to get Gabby back alive because, you know.
Yeah. And the longer things go on, it does not look good, but we're praying for them and maybe there'll be a miracle. Howie, there's a picture going around of a drone right now and it took a photo of the migrant crowds waiting under a Texas border bridge. It's wild. It's doubled overnight to 8,000 people. And Howie, I'd be interested on your take on this because...
But I'm going to send you a check. I'm going to send you a check for your child tax care credits for all the working families who don't work and aren't families and don't pay taxes. I'm going to send you a... Let me just overrun the entire United States with millions of these third world drifters and grifters and freeloaders and deadbeats. As long as you get your $200 a month extra, won't you be happy?
Yeah, it's...
I just boiled the speech down. Did I do a good job with that, Taylor? That's what it boiled down to, wasn't it?
A little too much energy.
It says drone footage shot by Fox News shows the sea of migrants, the majority from Haiti, under the international bridge in Del Rio, Texas. And sources tell the network the situation is out of control and that Border Patrol agents are overwhelmed.
It's been out of control since January 20th.
You know what I wouldn't be surprised about, Howie, and I'm sure they're already having shortages, but I think that Border Patrol is going to experience a mass exodus because these people are taking on so much. I mean, not only are they vilified by the far left in this country, but they're trying to be everything. They're trying to be babysitters. They're trying to save people that are getting caught up at the border and being injured. They're trying to clothe some of these kids, and they're bringing in like their own toys from their house for these little kids. It must be incredibly depressing job to go into every day. And then on top of it, no one's thankful. Everyone tells you that you're, you know, a racist jerk and we should defund Border Patrol. So I can't imagine that that's a very popular job right now. In other news, Howie, this is a really strange story. At least 291 birds are dead after smacking into the WTC towers. Did you see this?
No.
New York City's dead bird problem has reached new heights. Hundreds of birds fatally crashed into World Trade Center towers earlier this week, leaving a graveyard of winged carcasses on the sidewalks below. At least 291 songbirds, including...
Oh, I was going to ask what kind, you know, because if it's pigeons, I'd really find it hard to work up much of a sweat about it.
Do you really want to anger the pigeon community right now? Are you in any position? After your days and days of talking bad about Doug the Pug, now you're going after the pigeon community. I just hope you're ready.
I'm just not into pigeons. I'm sorry.
There will be backlash.
You know the place we had on the Cape over the summer, Grace, and I love that. I love those hawks and the hummingbirds, and there was even a couple of Baltimore Orioles that came in, and I liked seeing those birds, and I enjoyed it. But pigeons, not so much.
You're a birdist.
I am. Absolutely.
You're a speciesist. Well, these are called warblers.
Warblers. Okay, they're nice birds.
Which I always thought a warbler was a sandwich that you got after Thanksgiving that had all the fixins in it. A wobbler.
What? A gobbler, maybe?
We always say in our house, call them warblers. But black and white warblers, including American redstarts and oven birds, became disoriented by lights and reflective glass while flying south on Monday night or Tuesday morning. So can I just tell you something, Howie? One time I was at the South Shore Plaza with my mom. And you know how in the parking garage they have those stairs with the glass windows?
Yes.
We were walking down the stairs from the food court level to the bottom level. And a crow was stuck inside and he started to panic. And he was bouncing back and forth off the glass while we were in the staircase. Top 10 most frightening things I've ever seen. It was like Tippi Hedren. That's what I felt
so
like.
I was thinking the birds.
I felt
Alfred,
like Tippi.
Alfred Hitchcock classic film.
It's crazy. Howie, did you, I know you said earlier this morning that you had seen this story, but did you talk about on air the Ohio mayor who's calling for...
No, I didn't talk about it.
This is a crazy story. Ohio mayor calls for school board resignations over X-rated writing prompts. So when I first saw this, I was like, what are the writing prompts? You know what I mean? Like, how can you ask kids to write anything X-rated if you're at school? Like, why would a teacher think this is a good idea? It's even worse than it sounds. Some parents at Monday's meeting, including a woman who worked as a teacher for 11 years, said she was stunned to see some of its suggested topics, including to write a sex scene you wouldn't show your mom, to pen an X-rated Disney scenario, or to detail a dream about murdering someone.
What part of Ohio is this? I thought Ohio was becoming more red.
It's called Hudson.
I don't even know where that is.
But he gave them an ultimatum, the Hudson mayor, Greg Schubert. He said, you know, it has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this board of education or you will be charged.
Can we get the FBI or a competent agency to investigate the computers of every one of these people?
Right. No, you're...
These are huge red flags.
Wait, they're too busy investigating Hunter Biden's laptop, Taylor. They haven't time for this. And then they've got to investigate Bubba Wallace's noose on his garage.
And they got
a lot of other stuff on their plates.
The Olympics committee, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they also have to find the Lego sets, Howie. By the way, just a quick update. Time Magazine, I know Howie is such a big fan of Time Magazine. They have released their top 100 influential people, and the cover is Meghan and Harry. They are the number one most influential.
And he looks like the biggest beta male in that picture.
Yeah, he's like kind of leaning on
her. Are these the most 100 influential welfare recipients in the world?
That's not wrong. It's not wrong. Actually, Maureen Callahan had a really good piece in the New York Post where she was blasting them. It's crazy to me that Time Magazine can even afford to come out with these fancy, you know, photo shoot cover things, because who's buying Time Magazine anymore?
Even most dentists don't buy it anymore.
You know what we were talking about today? We were talking about the best, how there's always like the list of the best of Boston. And Howie informed me, this is just a fun fact, that there used to be a worst of Boston, which I think would be very helpful as a list.
It was best and worst of Boston. And I said I was involved in this, and I would get people who are my friends, I would get them the best. I would never get credit for that, because if you got the best, you figured God gave it to you. If you got someone the worst, whoever was named worst,
they'd track you down.
They would track you down, like, you know, across desert with, you know, with no, oh, they would, it was horrible.
Did you get some knocks on the door at the Herald?
Yeah, I could handle it, but, you know, it just wasn't... It wasn't
pleasant?
No, it wasn't pleasant. I gave up on it. Because, again, I got no thanks for getting people the best awards. Thank you, Grace.
Yes, and everyone, make sure you visit us at the Precinct 10 tomorrow. It's going to be a really fun time.
To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Howie Carr is back.
Joining us now, as he does every Thursday at this time, is Kevin Frisby, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, and talks about the financial developments. And today we have Joe Biden announcing what was expected. He's proposing massive tax increases across the board in order to continue his welfare programs. He's having a press conference now every month when the new welfare checks go out, so-called child tax credits. Kevin, what does this mean for the economy?
Well, obviously, tax increases, especially in the businesses, aren't going to bode well for the economy overall. The markets haven't reacted too negatively because the tax increase proposal is not as big as he had originally projected. That's what these people in Washington do, right? They come to the table and look like they're going to rape and pillage everybody, and all of a sudden they back down, but they still get massive tax hikes.
It's trial balloons.
Not as bad as it was.
Trial balloons, exactly, and then you go out and say, I wouldn't let him do that to you because I love you. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So that's...
So, you know, as far as the markets are concerned, the markets are holding up pretty well so far. I've yet to see, and we have to see how that plays out when they start raising taxes on businesses. Capital gains is one of the bigger ones, where they're proposing now, instead of going to 44%, 44.5%, whatever it was being proposed, now it's 25% on the high end versus 20% where it's at right now. Not the end of the world, in my view, being a financial advisor, managing people's money. If they now start moving funds around, it's a 5% additional tax, but it's not the 44% being proposed.
But what about the inflation? The inflation seems to be getting more and more out of control here, especially when they keep talking about the core inflation, which means no food or fuel. But, I mean, food or fuel, that is the core for everybody, right? You have to have food. You have to have fuel.
Food, fuel, housing, energy. That's what they don't count in the inflation numbers. Go,
it's crazy.
Go figure. That's what we spend all of our money on.
Right. Exactly. So, those prices are still going up. I guess, you know, used cars are kind of leveling off. In places like Massachusetts, the housing prices aren't increasing as much. But, I mean, you go to the supermarket, it's still a heftier bill every week, isn't it?
It's high. It continues to go higher. Here's the thing, Howie. When you talk about inflation, the numbers come out in the last few days. Inflation wasn't as bad month over month, but that's a small measure. You can't measure inflation month over month. Let's compare to last year, and it's massively high, as you said, percentage-wise. So I don't see that slowing up anytime soon. And again, being a financial advisor, I don't necessarily see that negatively affecting the markets, at least in the interim, because higher inflation means higher stock prices at the end of the day, because now companies' balance sheets are going to show higher profits, higher revenues.
Right.
Hence, the stock prices go higher.
But workers' real wages are declining. I saw that headline this week.
That's the big deal right there. So at some point, there's going to be a consumer pinch. Wages decline. The real wages declining. Inflation continues to get hot. The market goes up for a while. And a while, I don't know what that means exactly. It could be 6 months. It could be two more years. But there's going to be a day of reckoning when it crosses over and says, all right, consumer's smart. And now they're pinched. They don't want to go spend money.
What have you got?
These things that they.
What have you got, Kevin, for my listeners today?
I'm giving away the 15-minute retirement planner. It's a simple guide, 16 pages, a lot of tips on helping people get their retirement in order. 15-minute retirement planner, and they can call us to get it. They don't have to do business with us or anything like that. No obligation. It's 1-800-989-9100 to call us and get that 15-minute retirement planner.
And it's a start anyway. And you got, again, as we always say, you got to keep your wits about you. This is a dangerous journey into uncharted waters with Joe Biden. Give us the number again to get the no obligations 15-minute retirement planner, Kevin Frisby. What's the number?
It's 1-800-989-9100.
And what's your web address if people want to get it that way?
FrisbyBenefits.com.
And how's Frisby spelled?
FRISBIE, Howie.
Thank you, Kevin Frisby. I'm Howie Carr.